Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I can go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw the girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Some gear to buy. I thought this girl she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, "You have plans for the night?" I said, "Hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight." So we journeyed to a house. One thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say. I was hanging by a string. She said, "Hey you too, I was once like you, and I like to do the wild thing."
Hey, 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 hey. What's happening? Trees.
I'm here, bro.
Somebody told me it was Thursday. Is it Thursday?
It is. Yes, sir, it is.
I have to start this show with an apology. I accidentally put the third on the program. So, being the new computer savvy cat that I am,
you know that
I was able to transfer it to today, and we're here now. So, I gotta pat myself on the back. You know what I'm talking about? girl, look, I was looking at that, though. I was like, why is it saying the show isn't for 20 hours and some change? And I was like, man, let me look and see what I done did. And Therese, I'm telling you, I have to stop. No more will I wait until late in the evening when all my facilities ain't where they need to be. Yeah, that about and program the show like I'm supposed to, you know, when I'm supposed to and how I'm supposed to. So yeah, y'all, we are absolutely 100% live today. I'm hoping that this doesn't affect the Skype and all of that, because they usually pick it up after the show anyway. So, you know, hopefully we'll get everything well done and said, and, you know, they'll record it and everything. So let's just keep our fingers crossed for that. But outside of that, I really must start the show with a thank you. Thank you so much, Kells Corner family. My Zuri is doing so much better, and I owe you all a debt of gratitude, seriously, because I know for a fact it was all of us bonding together and binding that spirit of sickness and asthma and all that crap. You know, so I thank you guys. I really, truly thank you guys. You know, it was so great to see my baby being herself, you know, or what I am accustomed to seeing. So, again, I must thank you all. And, you know, all I can say is God is good, man. You know,
all the time.
And I always say, even when we don't deserve it, and believe it or not, it's more times
that's
that we don't. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I thank you guys again. I can't say it enough. Baby girl is doing her thing and rerouting all the diagnosis. Yeah, that about. So yeah,
no, that's
you.
Right.
Thank you so much, Trish. You know, I think about my Wednesday. You know, outside of baseball, it really wasn't anything. You know, too exciting happening. Girl, I got caught up yesterday with the Sopranos. So I found myself going back and watching an entire season of The Sopranos. And I love that show so much, you know, reminiscing on Sunday nights when it used to come on, you know, how Sunday evening was spectacular television for HBO for a while. You know, I was thinking about it, it was for a while that was going on. You had The Wire, The Corner,
yeah,
Power. Mm-hmm. You know, one show after another HBO owned, you know, that night of television viewing. So yeah, it was great. It was great to watch that. Like I said, I had to turn it off to watch the World Series. And you know, I watched the World Series and went right back to The Sopranos, you know, and it was good. It was good. We had a great evening. Reese Cup made a great dinner, you know. So yeah, it was my Wednesday was excellent. My Wednesday was excellent, and today as well, excellent. How about you?
I had my Darius did me a favor yesterday.
Okay.
He went to my daughter's house to pick up my grandson, and he brought him here. So we have him here, and I am currently broadcasting from the dining room because he has taken over my office, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, that's what they do.
And you know, when he have his meltdown, you got to let him, you know, do his meltdown and have his meltdown because that's just who he is, and we have
right.
to get used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because he's dealing with a lot. You know, autism is a lot. It's really, really a lot. And that's you know, I don't wish that on anyone because it's hard for them to communicate. So Darius was in a little minor fender bender yesterday because he was having a meltdown in the car. And, you know, he caused Darius to, you know, to hit the curb a little bit and messed the rim up on the car. So we had to pray for that and pray for, you know, them just being safe.
Right,
It's a lot dealing with that. So that's what we're dealing with today. So we're going to have him until Sunday because, you know, baby girl's moving. So she had to get her stuff together because as fast as she pack it up, he unpack it. So she had to, we had to help her out. You know, take a village.
Always.
So I'm being her village right now. We are being her village right now.
That's what's up.
So, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, it's so great to have that village and a village that believes in prayer and allowing God to do what God do and be who he is, you know, it's a great thing. It's a great thing, you know. So kudos to you guys. You know, I'm going to send some prayers over y'all way. And, you know, the one time that we met your grandson and I, he was a hoot to me. I mean, I had a ball with him, you know.
Oh, I know you did. It was only there for a hot minute.
There you go. There you go. Maybe that's what it was, you know, but he was delightful and fun and everything when I was there. Yeah.
Really
so
smart.
You know, sometimes we just have to find humor and relaxing moments in different ways than what we are accustomed to, if you get my drift, you know. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I'm going to pray for y'all, man. I'm going to pray. Because you sound exhausted, sis. You sound exhausted.
Oh, my God. I've been up since 7 o'clock this morning. They don't have school on Friday, so I've been up since 7.
Wow.
Just pray for me.
Yeah, I got you. All right, y'all. On today's Kale's Corner episode, we will discuss Game 4 and 5 of the World Series. As we all know, Texas has won it. Now we're going to talk about how they won it all. We're going to go over NBA action that has gone on this week thus far. And you know what, Therese? I am so mad at myself because I didn't watch the Wizards and ATL last night.
Oh, you ain't missed nothing.
Between the Sopranos and the World Series, I was like, okay, they ain't really playing in any type of rhythm right now. They ain't, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can go ahead and check them off the list. But hopefully Brother Tang did watch it and can let me know what it was exactly that he saw, okay? All right, Lady T will present the Week 9 edition of Lady T's Picks, you guys. She will present the Week 9 edition of Lady T's Picks. Cannot wait. All right. We also discussed the week that the NFL has had thus far with all the trades and firings of coaches and general managers, you know. Folks ain't praying, man. They say they want to win. And now that the Montez Sweat and Chase Young trades have settled down with me and I've had a chance to think about it as a football fan and not a Washington fan, I want to discuss with you guys conclusion that I've come to with these moves. You know, it's basically what we've, but you know what? I'm going to save it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to just save it, y'all. All right? Guys, you can join Lady T and all our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. That's Mom Betty. That's Gerald. That's Big Boy from time to time. Hey, look, and Big Boy said to me, Trish, he said, yeah, man, I was cutting hair, so I wasn't able to, you know, be in the studio with y'all, so I just pulled it up online and was, you know, watching it online. I was like, hey, you there. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Treese constantly reminds us of all of the ways and avenues where we can be a part of this show. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you know, if your phone making too much noise and you You know, you can't figure out what's going on. Go online. Treece reads the comments that people put online all the time, Kirby, you know.
Yeah.
And that, you know what, real quick. Kirby is a doggone fool. Do you hear me? Kirby called me yesterday, and I was, you know, like I said, I was trying to lay there and just watch Sopranos. That was just my go-to thought when I was getting off work. And Kirby called me, and that man had me laughing so hard. Do you hear me? Kirby is a doggone fool, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. When, look, y'all think he funny, fit his little jokes and all of that, type him in the treats and everything. Nah, it ain't nothing like live. I'm serious. I felt like I was watching Eddie Murphy Raw all over again, laughing at that fool Kirby. So, hey, thank you for the uplift, bro. Okay, so you also can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family at 563-999-3782. That's Reese, Mima, Ted, Cap, 57, Tang, 007, The Wild Boy, just a host of people, Nas, Rev T, everybody. Yes, the family that's growing more and more every day, okay? Because Kale's Corner is where keeping it real.
It's our only real, guys. Our only real.
Know what we talking about? Y'all know what we talking about. It's our only real. And I, you know, when I first came up with that little slogan, I stopped and I thought, you know, about Kale's Corner. And sometimes, you guys know, Treece is a huge San Francisco 49er fan. I am a huge Washington fan. Tang is a huge Dallas fan. Ted is a huge Chicago fan. 57, a huge Pittsburgh fan. Darius, just a fan of football, y'all. We just going. Hey,
yes,
listen,
he is.
When you said Darius did something for me, I said to myself, I hope he changed that dang on tattoo. But that's another story for another day. But I say all that to say, we are here spitting, talking, everything that is going on with our teams. What we see, what we don't see, what we want to see. And that is real, being our only real. You know what? You know what I'm talking about? That is real, being our only real. Seriously. So, yay. Join in. You know, everybody's team can't be the greatest show on turf, or the 85 Bears, or all of them great teams, the Dolphins that went undefeated. Everybody team can't be that. But the one thing we can do is come here and have your come to the corner moment where you talk about what it is that really bothering you about your specific team. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782 is the number. I think I want to go a little wild some more with Tone. All right, we'll be right back.
Let's
World Series, y'all. World Series.
Let's do it.
On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey.
rolling down the street. I saw the girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club with jumping. Introduced myself.
Yeah, winked his ass. He got in the ride. Oh, man. Oh, man. Y'all be careful who y'all let in the car with. Some of these people ain't right. Some of these people just ain't right. All right. Congratulations to the Texas Rangers who finalized the World Series last night, beating the Diamondbacks 11-1, y'all. 11-7 was Tuesday night. Tuesday night was 11-7. And last night, 5-0. Anything happened that we didn't expect, y'all? For real, seriously, you know, did anything happen? Yeah.
Everything we did that was going to happen, happened. Everything, down to the T. Everything.
Yeah. Unfortunately. I mean, seriously, you know. Texas wanted it more, you know. Nobody can take that away from them. They wanted it more. They showed that they wanted it more. And they went out and performed like they wanted it more. So you can't say anything about Texas here, you know. The boys did the doggone thing, you know. And the Diamondbacks at home, y'all, at home yesterday, couldn't do anything. They just couldn't do anything. Truly, Tuesday, Treece, Tuesday, that 11-7 win kind of had me like, oh, man, you know. The greatest scoring that the Diamondbacks showed was on Saturday when they won the game 9-1. Other than that, they just came up short. Yeah, they just dominate them in every facet of the game. We brought up a small ball on Tuesday's episode, and we saw it. Like, yeah, we saw small ball for real. All right. So, you know, congratulations to Texas. The funny thing I heard today, Treece, was, well, one Texas team has won, so now it's up to the other team to win it all. And I said, the other team? Hold up. Last I checked.
You know who they're talking about.
Yeah, I know who they're talking about, but
yeah.
I'm like, okay, y'all really going to stretch it like that and jump out
they
there with it?
They always got to throw them under the bus. Into the conversation some type of way or some type of how. They always enter the conversation. Always.
Yes.
Nobody's talking about them.
Right. We weren't even talking about their sport.
Right.
They weren't even talking their sport, Treece. They were talking baseball. And they found a way to weasel their way up in there. Let's go to Brother Ted.
Come on,
hey, Kel's Corner family. Yeah, and that's great about Surrey. And also, Lady T, I understand definitely what you're going through because my sister take care of her baby's daddy's brother, you know. So I definitely know. But also, I want you guys to lift up Journey. She had to go to the doctor, and she had – he couldn't hear one of her lungs, didn't sound too good, so he got on some ventilators and respirators and stuff like that. So lift Journey Cheyenne, Nevaeh Parker.
Journey, I got you. Journey.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Is that your daughter, Ted?
No, that's my god baby. That's my god baby.
That's the same difference.
Yeah, she is. She his daughter. She is
my grandbaby. You might as well say You might as well say grandbaby. Yeah, indeed, indeed. Because her her mother is my daughter, and yeah, indeed. So yeah, indeed.
I got it.
Addison's
birth.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
But I had to turn off because Sheila was videotaping me, so I kind of heard your intro and all that. But I know, like you said, Texas. What you said is small ball. We talked about that. They did that thing, and but then also that crucial mistake that dude made in the outfield, let that ball get past him, man.
Right.
It went past the first dude, and then the other guy, he let it go past him too, all the way to the wall. I said, ain't this a mess?
Okay, I didn't see one of them. I just only seen that one. So, okay, well, they was making errors, then their defense didn't hold up. And Texas defense was, man, they was doing their thing, Jack, and pitching. That pitching was on fire because you had bases loaded like twice, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, score and running positions and score positions. And dude just, hey, got it together and say, strike, strike. And then what also got me at the end of the game, y'all just looking at pitches, man, swing. I'm going to swing until I can't swing no more. You know, y'all point out looking at pitches. He caught the last two batters looking. And it was good pitches to swing at. What y'all wait though? This is it. The bottom of the night. Come on, this is it. They already crushing y'all. So what, you know what? And y'all looking at pitches. So yeah, deserve it. And
that last pitch when he got him
off
of that last out, he just stood there, and the ball just went right past him. I'm like, swing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, indeed. I know that they're all grown men, and baseball is their job, their career. But sometimes, y'all, the moment just becomes too big, and they're thinking you up at the plate, and you're thinking in your mind, I gotta hit this. We need this, and you put that pressure on yourself. It really, it just intensifies, man. It just intensifies. I've heard players say that it became hard to swallow at times up at bat during a baseball game. So, you know, when we're talking about the World Series, man, them Bambas is probably up there pooting and everything on themselves. Come on, T.
I hear you, but go out swinging, though, man. Go out swinging. Like you say, they got to get a hit. We got to get a hit. We got to do something. Go out swinging. You know, just make an attempt. Not just look at the ball and knowing the refs is calling. I mean, if it's on the line, he calling. I seen him call a couple of calls that was below, but he called them strikes. So, you know, he's calling them strikes. So, and especially the ball coming, like you say, going right past you and it's in the strike zone. Man, swing, man. And want to add on, we'll touch what you said about talking about the other team. I heard Michael Irvin. I'm like, man, I'm sick of you, dude. Yeah, they play in Arlington. Yeah, they close by you. But come on, man. Every time. It's like that's the only team y'all talk about. Just like when they talk about LeBron and the Lakers. Come on, man. It's other teams in the league. And quit, like you said, quit stretching it. This is baseball. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Y'all finna jinx their own self. That's what they going to do.
100%.
That's what I told Tang on Tuesday. I've gone from hating them to feeling sorry for them because I listen to their fans, the ones that are prominent and on television, and it's like, what game were y'all watching? I've never seen that team do what you're saying they're going to do at all. But I mean, hey, maybe that's just me. Let's go to another call. Let's go to the Huckleberry, man. What's up, Huck?
Come on in here, Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's happening, everybody? What's going on, 5-7?
Hey.
What a great game last night. I mean, I love a pitcher's duel, and the way the Diamondbacks kept getting the bases loaded, two men on base. But Evaldi pitched his way out of every dilemma. You know, I mean, up until the sixth inning, that was just a straight pitcher's duel. Mm-hmm. Something make you keep you on the especially if it's your team out there, to keep you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
And I understand what Sis and Ted saying about going out swinging and everything. and to a certain degree, I agree with you. But that ball is doing so many different things when it comes out that pitcher's hand. You know, you think one of those pitches, that last pitch that he called a strike that ended the game, I still say to the day, that was not a strike.
Yeah, it was.
That was not a strike. But you got one out, two strikes. I mean, I'm sorry, two outs, two strikes, and the bottom of the ninth inning and everything. You're ready to get out of there and go home vacation. Strike.
Yeah.
In the game, and it's over with. You got to give Texas a credit for having a gritty team. They didn't win it on a lot of home runs and everything. They moved players around. They hit a lot out into the open spaces and everything. And that last play that you was talking about, Sis, a simple rookie, not in the spotlight like that before. And his head, he was thinking two plays ahead of himself. He was he already had in his mind that he had caught the ball. He was thinking throw it and make the next play, and he let the ball get by. And the floodgates basically opened after that.
Can
I add this real quick? Also, they was leaving stranded batter. They were leaving stranded runners. They wasn't, you know, hitting too good. Like I said, the pitching was excellent. So they was like deflated, man. Wow, you hit it on points on everything. Yeah,
After they made their first mistake, after they made their first mistake, it was those two first home runs came through. It was like all the air came out the whole out the stadium, out the team, they was just everybody was deflated. Everybody was looking sad. Yeah. Everybody had their hand over their eyes. People in the stand was crying because they knew it was, that was the beginning of the end. It was like they knew it.
That's so crazy. Like you said about the fans, right? I was like, man, y'all so quiet. It's like y'all ain't making no noise. When do y'all supposed to make noise? When y'all up to battle? When the other team up to battle? When are y'all supposed to distract somebody? Because they were, like you say, they were very somber. They was
Hey, I'm going to tell you what it was. They felt it in the air. They felt it in the air. They felt that disappointment coming, man. And all they could do was be thankful. At that moment, they were just thankful that they were in the World Series. But they felt their team was about to lose. But let me ask you guys a question. The way Texas played, and we've stated this several times during Texas' run in the postseason, do you think that style of small ball that they won with gave baseball more viewers, more eyes? Because for so long, this is what people have been screaming for. I want to see some small ball.
I think they was more in tune because it was the two teams that was there. The Rangers never won it, so they was, everybody was in tune because of that reason, because of the reason you just said. It was just a lot of different things. Everybody was in tune and wanted to watch for different reasons, I think.
It was a shot in the arm for baseball for this year. But next year they'll go back to it really was. I mean, the ratings were better this year than they've been in a long time. And like Sis said, you got two teams that 2 years ago lost over 100 games. And now both of them in the World Series together. And the way Texas did it, they didn't lose one game. One game on the road, not one game. And I think and in the postseason, they won one game at home. That was it. You know, so like Sis was saying, and I agree with her 100%, the way they played and how they did it, and the fact that those two teams weren't really expected to be there, especially the Diamondbacks, you know, it just gave you something. You know how you like to watch the underdog, especially if your team ain't in it.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
You got nothing in the fight. You just watching.
But
yeah.
I think Texas, though, they played a mixture of small ball and long ball, because they hit to get on base, and then they got the long ball hitters. You know, Seager, however you pronounce his name, and Carver Seager and stuff. But Garcia was out, and they one of their main hitters, and they still took care of business. You know,
well,
you
got
to
remember
about Garcia.
Once Garcia went out of the game, that took most of them, other than Corey Seager, that took the home run power out of the game right there.
Yeah.
Seager was hitting a lot of base hits. His home runs were, I ain't going to say an aberration, but they weren't expected, you know, because that's not really the way that he plays the game. Plus, he added himself to a list of Reggie Jackson, some I can't remember though. It's only four guys that's been the World Series MVP two different times. So the guy's a ball player.
It's only him and Reggie Jackson, because Jeter was like,
no,
I'm tired of Reggie. I'm tired of Reggie Jackson saying that he's the only one.
It was somebody else. Sandy Koufax won it twice, and it was one other person, but. Yeah, Jeter, Reggie Jackson is, a lot of people don't know, one of the greatest baseball players ever to play the game. And to be in that kind of atmosphere right there says a lot. And once again, I have to go back and tip my hat to what Sis was saying earlier. You know, they did something that people just weren't expecting this year.
Yeah.
You know, especially after they lost the Western Championship game to Seattle, lost their last game to Seattle. Nobody expected them to be here. So you have to give her credit on that synopsis right there. You hear that word
Kirby,
I just used, synopsis?
You know what I was going to say? Okay, with the big words. Okay, synopsis. Okay. But listen, Kirby told me to tell 57 that the Rangers used to be the Washington Senators. Remember Frank Howard?
That's right. God rest his soul. He just passed this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank Howard just passed? I thought Bobby Knight passed.
Yeah. Bobby Knight passed yesterday. Frank Howard passed I think he was either over the weekend or Monday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was 83.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, because Bobby Knight was 81.
Yep. And the Texas Rangers are the original Washington
Bobby
Senators.
Knight was
She's 80, right.
Bobby Knight was 83.
Oh, okay, 80. I knew it was 80-something. Yeah, I just went off the top of my head. Thank you for that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's
just
crazy.
Just
Kirby
just
said
another...
57 know his history. And I said, yeah, both of them do, 57 and Ted. Both of them. I'm
hey,
trying to keep up
with
them.
She'll be able to remember
Kirby.
Something.
But 57, double-check that, though, as far as that. Like I said, because I did see the graphic where they showed it. As far as we were saying, because it was two MVPs in two different leagues. I mean, two different teams in the World Series. And Reggie won it when he was playing with the A's, and then he won it with the Yankees. He
I
won
can't
it first.
Look it up
yeah,
right
I know
now.
It was.
He won it first in 73 and stuff. And then Sager won it when he was with the Giants, and then just won it the other day.
Mm-hmm. And y'all know Bruce Bochy is the. Fourth, I think, manager that won.
Yes, sir. Four times. He won it four times.
Yeah. Yep, four times. Because he won three times with us, the San Francisco Giants, and then he won, you know, yesterday with the Rangers. So I think it's only three other managers that's done that. Yep. Yeah, he's a hell of and look, remember,
hell
I don't know
manager.
If y'all remember this, but when we talked about it a couple of weeks back, and I said, I didn't know that he was over there. Had I known he was over there, I would have picked him off the jump. And then you was like, yeah, since he's been over there this whole year, and I was like, okay. I wish I would have known that, because I would have just, you know, I would have picked him off the break. Not, I mean, of course, I'm picking my San Francisco Giants. But once they, when they got outed, I would have went with the Rangers off the jump. But I didn't know he was over there. I had no idea he was over there. because I hadn't been watching them that closely.
Right, right. But, you know, one thing I wish it would have went seven, though. I mean, because it was, like I said, it was that exciting. And we were looking for Diamondbacks at least winning this game so it can go seven. We thought they would stretch it out for the money, like Tang said. But,
Let me say this real quick. I think they were just ready to get it over with.
Both you won't play
around.
You know,
because neither one of them had been there. So they was like, I ain't trying to let them come get back in this game. It's going to be over when it's over. Come on, 57.
Hey, sis. All right, let me say this. Ted, only four players have won World Series MVP awards multiple times. Sandy Koufax, Bob Gibson, Reggie Jackson, and Corey Seager.
Okay, but did Koufax play with a different team or one team?
I don't know about Sandy Koufax only played with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
But see, that's what they were saying.
What they said was there's only four players that's won MVP twice in the history of the World Series, and they named those four players last night. I didn't know that until last night.
But also, like I said, I'm talking about another graphic because I saw Jeter and Rodriguez was talking at the desk, talking to dude after that, and they had Reggie Jackson and Seager with two different teams, players who won it with two different teams, not with one player who won it twice with one team.
Four guys, it's only been four guys. You said the other stuff.
Y'all crazy. Yeah,
other stuff is very relevant too, well.
So listen, guys, y'all already know we're having some technical difficulties because on Kale's side we can't bring other people in, so we have to keep the conversation with us right now.
Oh, really?
We can't bring anybody else in right now, so we're gonna keep it right here. There you go.
Okay. Can y'all hear me now? Okay.
Yeah.
I got one thing to say. Treece, I'm telling you, you got one more time, and your dad damn San Francisco team's about to be the Cowboys to me. I'm telling you.
What?
Talking about some Bochy won it three times with my San Francisco Giants. If you ain't sound like Skip Dan Bayless just now, I'm serious. I'm over here hitting. I'm over here hitting mic on, and I'm trying to say it to get it out. And y'all kept talking. I was like, they must can't hear me yet. But yeah. I'm just letting you real close. You skinching right there.
Well, you know I love you. I ain't trying to get that close. Let me backtrack. Let me go on back. I'm backtracking.
What grandma say? You finna get there.
You finna get there. Rinse around and turn it. Rinse it off. Rinse around and rinse it off.
You know what I'm talking about? What's up. But, hey, listen. I believe wholeheartedly this World Series gave me personally, just speaking for myself, everything I wanted. Everything I wanted. It was great to see the small ball game not just be played, but be dominant. And I know next season, come April, everybody's going to be back on the home runs again. But I really hope that people don't forget this World Series and what small ball allowed the Texas Rangers to do. I really hope we don't.
Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. Like the whole series to me was great because at one point when the Diamondbacks went 9-1 and they made it 1-1. So I was like, oh, shucks, it's going to be, it's going to be, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, it was getting juicy, like 9-1, they went it up. And then Texas Rangers, they went in their little dugout.
Mm-hmm.
And Bucci must have got in and said whatever he said. And they came back out and said, you won't win another game.
Yeah.
Not another one.
They Bucci,
another one.
Bucci went there and told them, all right, y'all, we getting ready to jump into forget y'all mode. And that's exactly what they did. They jumped into forget y'all mode. Seriously.
Can I say this one thing? Okay, so I don't even know if this is going to be real petty, y'all. This is so petty, but y'all know I'm petty sometimes. But listen, when they gave out the trophy, when they gave out the trophy and they handed the Rangers owner the trophy, I was like, please, somebody get the trophy. Get the trophy from him because he's about to go down. He's going to go down with the trophy.
Yeah.
He's going down.
Don't drop
he's going
it.
Down.
Right.
He's about to drop this trophy, y'all. I was like, get this trophy from this man. And when they
and
told
you know
him to lift
says?
It up, I said, no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way he's going to lift that trophy up. No way.
Yeah.
No. I was saying the same thing, but I was saying it for another reason because I kept saying, why are you holding on to the trophy so long? You didn't do nothing. Get a trophy up. I kept saying that to myself over on the street. Get a trophy up.
Right.
You know?
And both of
and,
you, he takes the one different over your head. He looked it right to his face and passed it on and put that thing down and walked on.
Yeah,
I said, I know that's right, honey. He ain't playing no games.
He'll pick up that thing.
I think that's one of the prettiest trophies. Though, with all the flags
it is,
and stuff,
Ted.
I think that is really
it is, Ted. You're right.
I
love that trophy. I love that trophy. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a baseball fanatic anyway. But I'm going to tell you, it's hard if you really pay attention and watch. How can baseball not romanticize you this time of the year? If you just really watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you
see every emotion. Especially if it's your team out there, in 9 innings you go through almost every emotion that's possible.
Yeah.
That's why I asked the question: do you guys think, with the way that Texas won it, it brought new eyes more, or did it bring back old eyes to the sport?
Old eyes.
Old and new.
And I think the way both teams played, because you know we got that. They was playing good defense, the Diamondbacks, before they made that the errors. Because dude, when he caught that ball that went to the fence, he went to the pad and stuff, and they was really keen.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was a heck of a catch, you know, that he made and stuff. Okay, but then like I said, when they messed up that error, started that error stuff. That was it. But both teams played some good ball. It's just,
Before we get off this baseball, so Kirby wants y'all to know a joke. So it's clean.
Oh.
It's clean.
Clean or you cleaned it up.
No, it's clean. I didn't clean it up. So listen, he says, what's the difference between a pickpocket and an umpire? One watches steals. Do y'all get it?
One will watch someone steal a base. Yeah.
So he can hear us, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't a good one, Kirby.
Get him.
Okay, well, how about this one? Where do catchers sit for lunch? Behind the plate.
You know what, man? Stop while you're here, bruh.
That's your marbles.
Oh, you got behind the plate. Okay, then I'll go with behind the plate.
That was a good one.
Okay, he won for one.
Yeah. Kirby. I'm trying to
that pickpocket boy, he could keep it.
Mm.
Wow.
This show. I tell you, man.
The thing I'm gonna miss the most is I'm gonna miss not having all these games on TV.
Yeah,
you know, baseball, football, basketball, volleyball. I mean, everything was on TV.
My name is Kale, and I am a new volleyball fan.
Hey, bro.
It might not be for all the right reasons yet, but they doing enough to keep
attentive. I am still growing. I am,
yeah.
As Steve Harvey would say, they still working on me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't with y'all. So, Kale, let me just say this. So, I was watching UFC the other day, and it was the ladies, and I was watching it. And I started to call you and say, Kale, turn it on. But you remember you said you don't like to watch people when because they be all bloody and all that, you know, when they don't like
man.
That.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I tell you, she looked like Elephant Man had beat her up. Her face was so big and fat, and it was bloody, and one of her eyes looked like it was gone because it was just closed up. I said, Kale would be so upset right now if I could tell him to watch this.
I mean, why would you want to tell me that at all? I mean, the thing
he
about
got her
it,
but what?
ESPN, you know how ESPN do, and they show pictures and promos and all that. And they showed that girl looking like Rocky Dennis. And I was like, why are they showing us this, man? I don't put some sunglasses on her or something, man. You know,
man,
goodness gracious.
She's a whole new head.
She should have stood behind somebody else and answered all the questions. Put a stunt interviewer on there. You know, I'm
Fact.
Like, oh my
Fact.
Goodness,
yeah.
Why did they do
this? Who talking about?
From
I
the
can't think of her name.
It was the MMA women's fight the other night. It was the
MMA.
MMA women's.
I said UFC. Yeah. MMA. Yeah, that's what it was.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. I'm not a fan. And they showed that girl. I was like, how is she talking?
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like that girl. I've never seen nobody swell somebody's lips up to the maximum percentage that your
capacity.
Lips can be.
Well,
yes.
Look like you have Botox?
Man.
No.
Bruh.
Because Botox make you look like there's nothing wrong with your face. She looked like she had the opposite.
The injections they put in your lips, you know, to make them puffed up.
Make them puff up,
Yeah. Like
they
Angie.
Injected
like that
right
Angie.
Jab in her lip.
Like that
yeah.
big girl,
man.
Big Angie did.
Man.
Big Angie, yes. She looked worse
well,
than that, T. You got to look it up, T. Look it up. You go see her. You can be like, what the world?
MMA, I am very disappointed in y'all, for real. Y'all should not have shown that young lady looking like that. Serious.
Stop that fight.
Yes.
Stop that fight.
Yes, yes. And SportsCenter, you have done that me for the last damn time. When I see a female up there, I'm turning it fast as I can. As
that was
fast
a mess.
As I can. That, girl. Right now, Treece, you okay talking about the woman being beat up, but we can't talk about Dwight Howard? Come on, man.
Hey, hold on. Time out. Dwight Howard, if we talking about Dwight Howard, we talking about his rear end. We're not talking about nothing else nothing. We talking about the rear end part.
This
lady got her face toe up, not her
really
rear end.
Blatant.
She got
that's
her face
really,
toe up.
But he got his stuff. He got his rear end toe up.
Yeah.
You see? That's why.
You,
right there.
You
thank
started.
You, Ted. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ted.
563-999-3782.
Thank you, Kale. Thank you.
No rear end.
Thank
no
you.
Rear.
Somebody call in.
Yes.
Right on time, bro. presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine? That we used to mix spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife. All the time, Tip. Yeah. NBA action.
Hold on. He said stay off them Frankfurters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord have mercy.
See. I'm trying to be good. I'm really trying, y'all. I'm really
You started
just,
it, Kale.
Let's tell you
I
truth.
I mean, because I
you
just thought about
it right.
Treese was like, no, we're not talking about that. No, we are not.
I'm not messing with him. Nope, I'm not doing it.
And see, hey, look, when the show disintegrates into something else, he'd be like, let's go to a commercial before I lose my life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know. Let's go to Brother Tang, my dude.
Oh,
what's
here.
Up, bro? What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, family? Much love and respect. Yeah, I'm here, 57. How are everybody doing today?
Hey, what's up,
buddy? I didn't know if you was going to show or not tonight.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I had to, man. You know, hey, look, sometimes you're going to run a little late getting to the corner, but I'm going to make sure I get here, though, 57.
Okay, my brother.
He's been a champion. You heard that?
All right.
Exactly.
Tank.
Yes, sir.
I needed you here because I explained to everyone else, I didn't watch any of the Wizards game last night. Sis already told me I ain't missed nothing. So I need in your Washington okay. wisdom, dang, I ain't missed nothing, bro.
Nah, hey, bro.
No, he did. You did.
Let me tell you something, bro. You ain't missed nothing. Because one thing, after I seen when Gaffer go out, we don't have nobody on the bench after that. That's his height. And that's where they definitely made a mistake. And I never knew that. And that's terrible because we had to run small ball all night long. Even though they tried to hang in there for the first two quarters, you know, after a minute, man, you got to have another big man.
And
what's our man? Mike.
You know what
huh?
burns me? What burns me the most? Yeah.
Go
yeah.
ahead.
What burns me the most, shut up, Trees, is we just watched the Denver Nuggets where
yeah.
their big man was the MVP.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't act like he cared too much about it, but he was still the MVP. He showed up
right.
and showed out. Why?
Yes, sir.
Why would this Wizards team think it's okay to go into the regular season with only Gafford and then is it Gallinari that we had playing
yep.
in that center row? And he's not. I'm tall as
oh.
Gallinari.
Now we gonna talk about Gallinari.
No,
when I said
no,
in the beginning,
Gallinari.
Before the season
no,
started, that we had nothing, nobody wanted to listen to me. Now
because
y'all want to talk about
us,
we ain't got nothing.
None of us expected him to play.
Gallinari did his job last night. We talking about why they didn't have another big man. Gallinari
yeah.
is a forward. He's not a center.
No,
that's what
he's
we talking
not.
About. Gallinari did what he was supposed
we
to do.
We have
he
nothing.
And we definitely don't have a center. That's what we don't have. Because we run with the best of them. It's just that when it's time to protect the boards, they can't protect the boards like that, not unless you have a big man clogging up that middle. They've been playing.
How many
points
did we lose by last night?
Center?
What, 25?
Nine.
Nine.
Y'all lost by nine.
Well,
no,
is Gafford,
no,
he be in foul trouble?
No,
he's
hurt.
In foul trouble?
He's hurt.
No, Gaffer hasn't played for the last game.
Yeah,
that's
remember
why I said what I said.
He got hurt.
I don't
when
know
he got
how he's still
hurt.
Playing. He's
no,
hurt?
He got
say it again.
Yeah, he's hurt. Gafford is
oh.
hurt.
Oh, wow.
He got a blood clot, I believe. I remember when he went down. That's the only thing I
okay.
saw him go down on. I ain't hear him twist his ankle or nothing like that.
No,
so
oh, wow.
So he can't see out there when I...
But
that's,
it's just
that's not a good. That's not
and,
good
and
for us.
57. To answer your question, We were projecting Gallinari for the position that he plays. Nobody was expecting him to have to play center. Nobody was expecting that.
I understand that, Kale. Forgive me. I didn't mean to cut across. I understand that, Kale. All I'm saying is, and all of y'all are right about that. All I'm saying is that he had to do that because we don't have anything, bruh. Our team is dysfunctional. I'm not buying, and I love my brother, but I'm not buying in all that stuff Tang be saying about us at the beginning of the year because we ain't got it. We ain't going to have it. We might not even make it to the playoffs this year.
Well, like Tang said, they didn't get no big man.
All I said was we was going to be fun to watch. I didn't never project nothing this year. After I saw how they played their first game with no defense, man, I ain't project nothing, man.
Because I'm saying why they didn't get no big man. Because you had one of the Lopez, because you got both Lopez brothers playing with Milwaukee now. Why didn't you get the nappy head brother, that got traded to him?
That's
the
nappy head brother.
He's not the one with all the hair. He ain't like his other brother, but he can get you some rebounds. He is a big body to block the clog to the middle, like you say. And to have Gallinari play.
We don't have basketball people running our show.
Yeah,
and that's
the
problem
that.
Right there.
I understand that.
And I feel so sorry for that young guy, the new guy that we just drafted. What's his name again?
Lullaby.
The Lullaby.
Lullaby. His name Lullaby. Kabali.
That's his name. Nice. Kabali. I just feel sorry for him because I'm like, I see talent in this young man. Seriously. But because he's on this Wizards team, he's not going to be able to play his full position to its full potential. Because we should have got another big man. Period.
Yeah, that's a good pick too, Latrice. That's a good pick too. But let me ask you this: what did Jordan Poole do that they talking about? He did some type of alley hoop or throwing off the backboard. What did he do that was stupid? I didn't see all of the game.
I didn't see that.
They threw him under the bus
last night. I know that.
Yeah, he was doing some stuff. He did, just how his play was and stuff. And he definitely don't play no defense because I seen one. He let Trey go right past him.
He didn't have one rebound.
Well,
none.
We've never looked at Jordan Poole and saw defense. We saw offense from him.
Or leadership.
Yeah, we didn't see either one of those from Jordan Poole.
Yeah,
and
I get punched in the face.
$120 million said all of that to me. Mm. If I give you $120 million, you're supposed to play defense, have some leadership. Mm. They gave him for a whole lot of money.
That Bama needs to be in the locker room handing out orange slices at halftime. You hear me? He needs to be doing
that. Hey, look. The Warriors threw him under the bus last night. They had that interview with Draymond, and they said, how you feel about this year? He said, coming to work feels great. It feels a lot better than it did last year. We done got rid of some bad elements. He just threw him completely under the bus.
Well, they're going to go to Draymond, because Draymond going to give it to you raw. He don't care about fines or none of that. Hurting nobody's feelings. Hell, it's on camera. You done knocked the dude out. So, nothing you can say at this point going to top that. So,
exactly.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Let's take another call. 111-111-111. This now to me.
Yeah. What's going on?
What's up now?
I ain't nothing, man. Hey,
nah.
What's happening, dog? I'm enjoying the Jordan Poole, Kyle Kuzma show, man. I don't know why everybody tripping. Y'all shouldn't expect him to win. Y'all shouldn't expect him to defend. Y'all should expect them to, on certain nights, light it up and get hot. Now, yeah, Jordan Poole did throw the ball off the glass for a lob to Kuzma when they were down by 25. They gonna do stuff like that. That's how he's two points.
Okay, Nas. That's what it was.
You know, coming from an Atlanta man, you know what I'm saying? You can't really talk, Nas.
He wants that
flash.
Well,
see,
our
situation is worse than y'all because we got hope. There's people that think Trey and DeJounte gonna take us to the Eastern Conference Finals or something. I'm not looking at us like that.
Yeah, me too.
We a playoff team.
They never got rid of him.
Ain't farther than that. Yeah,
yeah. You might as well join us,
y'all. Y'all just gotta enjoy the show, man. On them nights when they get hot, though, it's gonna be something. That's all I'm saying, man.
It ain't no show, Nas. It ain't no show.
Thanks for it again, Kel.
It ain't gonna be. Yeah.
Man,
this is why it's like watching the same movie over and over, and it ain't a good movie at that.
Expecting a different ending. Expecting a different ending every time. And the Bama in the wolf costume did, you know what I'm saying?
The same dude every night.
Hold on. Yeah. Y'all brought up that rookie. Man, Jordan Poole and Kuzma are probably telling that boy some cold stuff. Like, look, when the ball come off the rim, that's a pass to you. Like, y'all got to enjoy the utter toxicity of these two.
He probably said, if a dude bigger than you come
way.
Running at you at practice, get out the way because he's coming to punch you in the face.
Man.
That's what I learned last year.
And Gallinari looking like a divorced dad that's trying to get his children under control. That could be funny all season. Trying to tell them something. But they don't have to listen to that.
And then they got some head at the helm. So they just all funny.
Yeah, they need some veterans in there, so hopefully they get some vets in at the trade deadline, some people that they'll be willing to listen to. But for the most part, man, yeah, this is going to be wild.
I'm getting too old for this joint.
Ain't nobody coming to Washington, man. Stop it, Nas. You're giving us hope. Nobody's coming to Washington.
No, not a great player, just a veteran, calm and presence guy who tells guys how to eat, what to do. Not to be out late. You know, that type of guy. Guy who they'd be willing to listen to. Somebody with some juice, though. Because you got to remember, Poole and Kuzma already both got a ring. So it's hard to tell them stuff, man.
Yeah, I was about to say that. And you got to be coachable.
What do y'all think about
if you're not coachable, you're not willing to learn new things if you're not coachable.
Yeah.
You talking about the point guard, the point guard, Ted?
No, not Jones. Wright, the other guard. I don't know if Wright playing small forward. Or if he playing two. What'd you say? DeLon Wright, right? Yeah, made a turnover and stuff and just be throwing the ball away, seemed to me, every time I see him. Or taking crazy shots.
Man, we get rid of...
And what's going on with Shannon?
Man.
He just playing regular. Like, you know, he's just lollygagging and just running up and down the court. Like, when he was with the other team, he was doing the daggone thing. Now he's just over here getting 8 points.
I'm telling you, when you go to a team who's expecting to do nothing, you yourself do nothing. Seriously. And that's what it is with the Wizards, man. You know, we were all I know y'all, this is just a handful of games that have been played. But to see a situation like we're going through with our big man already, I'm like, all the basketball minds in that organization, nobody thought we need to get a real big man. We need to get a real big man.
Well, Gaffer, you know, Gaffer been staying hurt too, though, lately. He's been, like every year it seems like something's going on with him.
Since he got his money.
That's why we got rid of him, Ted.
Since he got money.
But he's not a real talented player. He's an effort guy, going to give you 100%.
Right.
But, you know, he's going to rim run, but hell, he can only do so much. But you need him in the lineup with them because somebody got to yell at them sometimes, tell them to swing the ball. We've seen in the preseason where Jordan Poole pulled up on two people and Denny is over there waving his arms like, bro, what you doing? Jordan had 40 that game, so he wasn't trying to hear nothing. But
41.
Yeah, exactly. My bad. Poor Clint Capella be running up and down the court hard, and Trey and them be looking him off like they don't see him. So it's, you know, it ain't just y'all. It's a lot of guys like that out here.
Yeah. But Kispert been MIA as well. Like, he only got 2 points last night. Like, come on, you gonna you got to do better than 2 points.
Well,
like him are really going to have trouble, because when you're dependent on other people to swing the ball and create offense for you and you're a shooter, Jordan, I don't know, man.
With Kispert, I believe the commentators appreciated the fear into him, because all they talked about, Kispert got 22 points in the first half, and no one brought up the fact that he scored nothing in the second half of that game. He got 22 points in the first half. Bruh, last I checked, it's four quarters. Two halves, four quarters. So what happened to him in the third and the fourth? Now, I'm not as hard on Kispert as I've been in the past, because I do see development in his game, But at the same time, bro, you ain't bringing enough. You ain't bringing enough at all, bro.
Well, y'all keep saying y'all ain't no big man. Y'all do have a big man. Y'all got Muscala. Muscala.
He ain't no tall and Kuzi.
This is my wish.
His body stays center. He is a center.
The Wizards need to stop trying to build the Spurs East. They keep trying to go and get players from everywhere except for the damn United States, and put all this clout and braggadociousness on these dudes, and they can't play. They can't play. They can't play NBA ball. Now, I'm pretty sure that they can, you know, go overseas and all of that, where the big man really isn't that important. But in the NBA, big men are important. And I'm going to say this, and let me be the first to say this. Kevin Durant got a haircut. But not that, y'all.
No,
but
you ain't the first.
I ain't messing with y'all on that.
No, look, no, because NBA Live is on my TV.
He almost back, though. BDB almost back.
NBA Live is on my TV, and they show Kevin Durant, and I'm like, damn, he got his haircut. But, Dwight Howard. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
No, listen, we are beyond everything and the nonsense and this and that and the other. Y'all need a big man. He's a big man available. Why not?
Bobo is available too. Hold on, but everybody keeps talking about Wembanyama and how you know he can handle the ball. He can do this. He's not the first person that's 7'4" that's been handling the ball like that. When Bobo was with the Hornets, he was on fire. Everybody was like, Bobo, you know, he doing this, he doing that. But then they got Wembanyama came in the league, and it's like, we don't know no Bobo. Who's Bobo? You don't know him. Who's that? I don't know him. Man, it's like
he had Dot sitting over there on the bench.
He can't even play, man. Like, he's not even in the league no more. He's over in China playing.
Yeah, we've seen that story for real. The NBA is constantly looking for the next best thing. So, you know, somebody having
this is what I wish, Kale. I hope that Leonis would sell the Wizards to a basketball family. Somebody that only wants to win basketball, so he can concentrate just on that. We ain't had that yet. We ain't had that since Abe Poland left.
Yeah, since Abe.
That's the only one y'all have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we need, because this guy is not concentrating. All these players out there to get picked up in the in during the off season, and we don't grab none of them. I know,
right.
I know we got the money. How come we can't get some of them? Shoot.
Yeah. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, man. It's just, it's I don't know, man. It's disheartening watching this team, man. Cause Kang and them get you all hyped and ready, and you say to yourself, it is going to be a good season. They are going to be competitive. And that's the thing about it. We're not even asking them to dominate. Just be competitive. Just be competitive.
Ain't that something? You ain't even asking them to win a title. Just be competitive.
No.
Ain't that something?
Okay, so hold on. Time out. Wait a minute. Y'all mean to tell me y'all went through training camp, y'all did all this for not even for a title? Y'all just want to be what?
Treat.
I can't hear you.
That doesn't qualify for the Wizards. That does not qualify
for
the Wizards.
You know what? That, I'm not even talking no more. I'm going to be mute. I'm on mute over here. I'm
that
on mute.
Doesn't, let me ask you a question. No.
Mm-mm.
Your team won in the playoffs, and when it got to the big game, you guys lost, and you promoted that we were the last one here on the corner. That applies to your team. What in the ham sandwich has this Wizard team done? I'll wait.
Listen, it ain't about that. That's not what it's about. What I'm telling you is it's about what you always say. We don't play just to be playing. Nobody ain't playing just to be playing. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing around here. We playing to win the game. You play to get the title. You play to get the championship. Now
not
you want to give y'all team a pass because y'all ain't did boo-boo in 25,000 years.
It's amazing you said that word, boo-boo.
It ain't been 25,000.
It's amazing you said that word, boo-boo, because we had a player boo-booing in other players' shoes. We had a player bring guns in the locker room.
Okay.
Come on, Joe. We're talking about the team that has basically been the bottom of the NBA for years. This Wizards team has done nothing.
Well,
but bro, it still don't excuse you. It still don't excuse you because y'all have not done nothing. It don't excuse
you
guys. Y'all can't get a pass. We play to get that championship. And like you always tell me, I be so quick to say we the last one standing. You be like, so we ain't playing for the last one standing, sis. We ain't playing for the last one standing. We playing for the win, the championship.
Well,
I'm going to
tell you like this. I'm not hurt. No, because I'm not hurt at the end of the season when them Bammers ain't even get a playoff mention. I'm not hurt then. But if my team made it all the way that far and lost the big game, man, I'm in my feelings. And that's...
Okay, so now I know the rules. You can only be in your feelings.
What's my expectation?
Hold on.
Yeah.
You can only be feelings if you make it to the big game.
No.
That's what you're telling me.
No.
Okay.
I'm saying the same thing Nas said. When you expect a certain event or your team to perform in a certain way and they don't in the biggest and brightest of lights, yes. Then there's a scenario where you can mention no one plays for just that game. They play for the big game. Or no one plays to lose that game.
Okay, I got y'all rules, you and Nas over there. I got it.
No. With football,
I'm glad you distinguished.
With football,
right.
Any given Sunday. With basketball, when you see them rosters in training camp, you know what it is. Like certain teams contenders, certain teams hope to win the playoff. If the Wizards win that tournament cup, that'll be an accomplishment for the season. Like that's realistic. But y'all had two good eras over the past 25 years. Y'all had the Arenas run with Karan and Jameson. Then y'all had a run with John Wall and Bill before everybody got hurt. So y'all had those two good runs. And if you could get pulling them to get to that level,
that's reasonable. Now, not this year, next year, maybe add a piece or two. That's reasonable.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That's reasonable to expect from him.
All right. Yeah, we're going to take a rev call.
Yeah, we could be like Atlanta, almost there every year, but never winning anything. We could be like that.
Yeah, we capped out, ain't going nowhere, and they trying to sell us.
I mean, you know,
like
don't be scraping the dust off for us, bro, with smoke still burning from your butt down there in Atlanta.
Hey, hold on, 57. Let me say this. Us going to that Eastern Conference Final is the worst thing ever because now these people think we actually good. Like, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Come on. I never thought I would say this. Come on in here and save us, Rip.
what you mean, come on and save us? I can't save you for that catastrophe that's going on with the Wizards. Wes Unseld got to learn how to coach defense before anything and everything. I mean, you can't expect to win basketball games when you sitting giving up 120-something damn points a game. Out the gate early, and the season ain't even got hot yet. Hell, the season ain't even got warm yet. Hell, it ain't even got lukewarm yet. And you out the gate, you giving up 110, 115, 120. It just getting more and more and more and more. Where's the defense? At what point is you going to stop saying, okay, we going to keep running up and down the court and trying to go three for three with these damn teams, and actually say, you know what? Let's just go ahead and set this play up. Let's really set this play up, milk this clock, and keep the score real low and try to win this ball game. I mean, the Washington Euros or the Euro Washingtons or the Euro, what I want to say, what I'm trying to say, the Euro Wizards. Because that's what they are outside of Jordan Poole and a couple of other bros. But they ain't got no dog. Sorry. They ain't got no real Negro on there holding this, you know, his crouch. Say, ah. Who the hell is scared of the Wizards right now? Who? A ghost?
Nobody.
So I
hate to say this, and I'm not trying to flip-flop, but just like the Commanders, who the hell is the Commanders right now? And so what I'm trying to say is when the Wizards get started to get an identity to identify what this team is, who this team and what they about, you're going to keep seeing what you see from the Wizards. You can go get the big three, the big two, the fish, the ox, and the damn kangaroo. But if you ain't got no identity, if you ain't got nobody goddamn respecting you for something that what you are and what you about, then guess what? Teams are going to come into your home court, and they're going to look at you on the calendar, and they're going to say, when? They're going to go ahead and put a W on it before they even step into your city, into your arena, and into your basketball court. That's where I'm at with the Washington Wizards right now, or the Euro Wizards. And I'm sorry, they need to get rid of some of this international play. Sorry, you know, D.C. a multicultural city, But sorry, D.C. is the chocolate city for a damn reason. Go get some players who want to act like this the chocolate city for some damn reason.
Okay.
Did I say too much?
Nah.
No.
But I just
oddly enough, I agree with you, Red.
It used to be 80%.
Wow.
Now it's only 40%.
Wow. 57 say that. He say that collection play got a whole lot of money in it right now. Ladies,
well,
you go ahead and pass around that Praise God candy to them bammers. Go ahead and tell them eat it. Eat it, mama, eat it. Tell them shut up. Don't be playing your video games on the church. Eat the Praise God candy. Because when you look at the Washington Wizards, it's like looking at the video game. You just, it's like giving the 7-year-old the controller and say, go ahead, baby, go sit down and play you a game. And he just keep getting his ass whipped over and over again. But he happy, though. He happy just because he playing the game. But as a fan, though, the hell with playing the game. How about go win the damn game?
Hey.
Kirby said, is that Red with his Chocolate City beer?
No, That's Red with that happy hour margarita all up in me right now. Y'all know who this is.
at DC Hype Man, say it with me. Red T. Hey, Kel, go ahead and put that back signal up when y'all flip that script. You know what I'm talking about, Tank? Lady T, love you like a woman. B-57, take them all away wherever. Let's go. Ow.
We need to get him a margarita every broadcast.
Y'all better get ready to run, though. Got to run the control.
Right,
like go. Spice on the bubble. Better bring some water, kick gasoline candle, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum, bruh. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go.
Lady T's right here. All right, we're going to check real quick. Mima, you good, Mima?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, Tang, you ready?
Yes, sir.
57, you ready?
Yep.
Ted, you in or out?
I'm out.
Okay, no problem.
I'm
Reese, you in or out?
I'm in.
All right. Let it run. That's all we got, and our online family too. But all
my
yours,
Betty
lady.
Is here.
All
my
yours.
My Betty is here, and Cap said he'll send you his picks in a few minutes.
Okay, that'll work.
All right. So just pass them on to me when you get them.
Yes.
to me when you get them.
Yes, man.
All right, y'all know what it is. $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys, the number 5, and it's only $5 if you're playing. And you guys know y'all can still play even if you don't donate the $5. You can still participate, okay? All right. So here we go. Let's keep it moving, guys.
Well, Trish, if it's like that, Nods, you just want to participate, no betting, Nods?
You know how they say a boxer got to declare his hands illegal? Sir, I am not allowed by Uncle Sam to be involved in that.
Okay.
I'm banned.
Tim, come on.
I'm
sorry, Lady T. Go ahead, baby.
I'm about to be on Nod status in a minute. I don't know. I'm about to be on Nod status in a minute. I might have to check in with Nod. All right, here we go, y'all. Thursday night kickoff, 7:30. Y'all know what it is. Titans versus the Steelers. 57, I already got you down for the Steelers. Am I correct?
You know it.
All right. Oh, Cap's not here. My Betty is here. She said she's here. Come on, Mima. Titans, Steelers.
Steelers.
Oh, Lord.
Shut up, 57. I knew you were going to say something.
Steelers.
Same.
Steelers.
Kill.
Titans.
I'm going Steelers. My Betty says Steelers. All right, guys, let's keep it moving. We'll get Cap stuff later. Dolphins versus the Chiefs, you guys. Dolphins versus the Chiefs. Come on, Reese.
Dolphins.
Come on, Tang.
Dolphins also.
I'm going Chiefs. Come on, Kale.
Dolphins.
Come on, Mima.
Chiefs.
Come on, 57.
Chiefs.
My Betty says Dolphins. All right. Let's keep it pushing. Vikings versus the Falcons. Falcons. Vikings and Falcons. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with Heineken, the Falcons.
Kirk Cousins is not there. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah. Dobbs is the new quarterback.
Dobbs is there, yeah. Come on, Reese. Reese Cup.
Falcons.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going Falcons.
Rise up.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going with Heineke, too. It should have kept him in D.C.
So should have. My Betty says Falcons. Mm-hmm. Come on, 57.
Falcons.
I'm going Falcons. All right. Let's move it, move it, move it. Bears at the Saints. Bears at the Saints. Come on, Kale.
Saints.
Come on, Reese.
Saints.
Mima.
Saints.
57.
Bears.
My Betty says Saints. Come on, Tang.
Bears.
I'm going Bears. All right, all right, all right. Rams versus the Packers. Rams versus the Packers, you guys. Rams at the Packers. Come on, Mima.
Rams.
Come on, 57.
Rams.
My Betty says Rams. Come on, Tang.
Packers.
Come on, Reese.
Rams.
Kale.
Packers.
I'm going Packers because y'all know I'm not picking the Rams. All right. Commanders versus the Patriots. Commanders versus the Patriots. I am putting Washington for the following people. Kale, Reese.
Time out.
Reese, Mima. And my Betty says Patriots.
Traitor.
Well, you know, she likes the Ravens. Dad likes the Washington. Come on, 57.
Patriots.
Come on, Tang. Tang.
What are they playing at?
New England.
Patriots. New England.
Oh, yeah, I'm going with the Patriots.
Donations.
I'm going Patriots. All right, you guys. Seahawks versus the Ravens. Seahawks versus the Ravens. And I'm putting Ravens, baby, for my baddie already. Come on, Mima.
I'm going with Mom Betty with the Ravens.
I know, that's right. Come on, 57.
Ravens.
Come on, Kale.
Ravens.
Tang.
Seahawks.
Ravens.
I'm going Ravens. All right, you guys. I know I wasn't going to pick the Seahawks. Yeah, I know that. All right. Buccaneers versus the Texans. Buccaneers versus the Texans, you guys. Come on, 57, start us off.
Texans.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going Tampa Bay.
I know that's right. Okay. My Betty says Texans. Come on, Tang. What say you? Bucks, Texas.
Go on, the Bucks.
Come on, Reese the Cup.
Texas.
Come on, Kale.
Texans.
I'm going Bucks. All righty. Cardinals versus the Browns. Cardinals versus the Browns. I'm going Browns. Come on, Reed.
Browns.
Come on, Mima.
The Browns.
My Betty says Browns. 57, what say you?
Browns.
All right, we look like we got might have a sweep. Come on, Tang.
Cardinals.
Uh-oh, I knew it. Come on, Kale.
Browns.
I thought you was going to go Cardinals, too.
Nah.
All right. Let's keep it moving to the Panthers. Colts versus the Panthers, you guys. Come on, 57.
Colts.
My Betty says Colts. Mima, what say you?
Colts.
Come on, Tang, what say you?
Panthers get their second win, baby.
Oh, Panthers, okay. Come on, Reese.
Colts.
I'm going Panthers just because he said that. Come on, Kale.
Colts.
Giants versus the Raiders. This game is at the black hole. Well, it's in Las Vegas now, but I guess they're going to try to make a black hole up there. Let's see. Let's start it out. Giants, Raiders. Come on, Mima.
Raiders.
My Betty says Raiders. 57.
Giants.
Lady T, Giants. Tang.
Giants.
Reese.
Raiders.
Kale.
Raiders.
All right, guys. We are doing amazing. All right. This is a division game. This is the only division game, I think. Yeah, this was the only division game this week, this game right here. Cowboys at the Eagles. Cowboys at the Eagles, you guys. Tang, I got you already. Cowboys.
And you know it.
Reese, what say you?
Uh-oh.
Reese.
What game is this?
What
Cowboys.
Game is this? Cowboys, Eagles, babe.
Eagles.
Eagles. Come on, Kale.
Eagles.
Come on, 57.
Cowboys.
That's a friendship bet.
My Betty said Eagles. Come on, Mima.
I hate the Eagles, so I'm going with the Cowboys.
I know that's right.
My Betty's trying to win. Somebody's trying to win.
Kale,
I hate the Cowboys.
Trees, who did you?
Cowboys.
Okay.
So, you got me?
Yeah.
Cowboys. Okay. So, Sunday night football, you guys. This is a Sunday night football only game on. Bills versus the Bengals. Bills versus the Bengals, you guys. Y'all ready for Bills versus the Bengals? Let's get it, Mima.
The Bengals.
57.
Bengals.
My Mom Betty says Bengals. Tang, what say you?
Bills.
Reese, what say you?
Bengals.
Kale?
Bengals.
I'm going Bills. They got to win. All right, Monday Night Football, and this game is the only game on all day. Okay, 8:20 p.m. Get your popcorn ready for the Chargers versus the Jets. Chargers versus the Jets. Come on, Tank. Reese, I got you for the Jets, babe. Am I correct?
Yes. 21-20.
Yes. Gotcha. Come on, Tank.
I'm going to go with the Jets also. No. Where they playing at? In the Chargers?
In the
New
Jets.
York.
Oh, yeah, I'm going with the Jets. 24-17.
My Betty says Jets. And she's going 21-17. Kale, what say you? You got the floor.
Jets. And they're going to win 17-10.
17-10. I got you down, my brother. Come on, Mima. What say you?
I'm going with the Chargers, 27-20.
27-20. I got you. Let me make sure. 27. Okay. Come on, 57.
21-10, Chargers.
Say it one more time.
21-10, Chargers.
21-10, okay. 21. I mean, that looked like a 2. Let me make sure. 21-10. I am going Chargers. And I am going 17-14. I'm going 17-14, you guys, Chargers, okay? And if you anybody else wants to play the game, just post your picks on Kale's Corner. I will get them because everything is time-stamped, so I will get them. And if you want to play for the money has to be in before kickoff tonight, and that's, what, 7:30, okay, you guys?
Hey, Tree.
Yes.
I got one change.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Bears. I'm going to go with the Bears. Bears and Saints.
Oh, the Saints. You going to switch to Bears. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Bears, A-R-S, Bears. Okay. Anybody else changing? Anybody else going once? Going 1,000 times? Y'all have up until the we close business today at 7:30. So anybody else want to change anything? No? Okay. So you guys, $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys. And we're going to take a quick break so we can gather ourselves and gather our thoughts. We'll be right back. We don't own the rights to the music, but we do own the rights to our own boogie. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Make me leave me with my foot in your be cool. And don't worry about time ripping. This is what I'm picking, what I'm flipping. This is what I do. I'm left a vessel. I'm out there crescent ass. It's a full grown German shepherd. Two better king steps. They don't mess with me. And they down. Y'all can't catch me. And they wild. Pay yourself. Sit here. Throw that. My product for my boonabas and Donna for my baboon. You think I'm tricking? Well, I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg.
I'm sorry, y'all. That song makes me laugh all the time. I don't want to jump right to it, y'all, because I know that we all are thinking about this game, And that's the Eagles and the Cowboys. And I don't know if it's all the hype cowboy way that I've heard about it or the way the Eagles are playing ball right now that intrigues me the most about this game. I think the Eagles, for real, when it comes to the NFC East, I think the Eagles are the best offense in the NFC East and the best defense in the NFC East. Fletcher Cox, that Bama done found the fountain of youth, and he drinking him a big old cup before every game because I'm waiting to see him fall off or his game deteriorate, and it's like he's only getting stronger. Every game, this Bama's just wrecking all type of havoc in the backfield to these offenses now. And let me say this. I don't think the Cowboys will not give competition to the Eagles. I think they most definitely will, but I just feel in my heart of hearts, at the end of it all, it's going to be the Eagles. Sorry, Tang.
I don't know the last time they beat the Cowboys.
That's what I'm saying. This is the first time Jalen Hurts and Dak playing against each other, though, because you're right, though, Lady T. They haven't beat us in a few years, just like the Commanders was. Mm. They're in the same boat.
Uh-oh. Did you call out the Commanders, too?
Yeah, but the Commanders beat y'all last year, bro. And the Eagles went further than y'all last year.
No, that ain't what we were talking about. We talked about
no.
Who beat in the last 2 years. We didn't you say who went further.
You are
because
absolutely right.
Because they went further,
right.
So we beat them twice. We beat
you
them twice.
You are absolutely
right. We never played them.
Can I ask you a question?
This is the first time that we're going to see that duo. Yes, sir. Mm. Go ahead, 57.
The schedule the way it is after this game with the teams that y'all play after this game and the schedule the Eagles have after this game, who do you feel this game is more important to winning or losing coming this Sunday?
Well, like you say, the way the schedule is, it's more important for the Eagles because their schedule is hard.
Yeah.
Because like Big Brother just said, you know, they went further than everybody. So, you know, when you end up in the Super Bowl, you're going to get that hard schedule.
Yeah.
So it's more
Chiefs,
important
they,
that the
they
Eagles
got the
win.
Chiefs, the Bills. They got the Chiefs, the Bills. After y'all, they play the Chiefs, the Bills, San Fran, then y'all again, then the Seahawks. And then the last three games they're going to win because it's New York Giants and the Cardinals. So.
But who do we play the last after this game?
Hold on, let me tell you right now. Y'all play.
No, either way, it's a division game. You know what I mean? And seasons ultimately come down to what you do in your division.
Y'all play the Giants, the Panthers, the Commanders, the Seahawks, the Eagles, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Lions, and then the Commanders.
Thanksgiving
dinner is all over because we're going to cook you all.
Cook them one star.
I'm going to remember that
when me. Hey, listen. I might go out and buy me a starfish just to cook on Thanksgiving.
Not a starfish. Come on, man.
Hey, you patty, bro.
I might just go buy me a starfish. Yeah, that might.
Starfish. Okay.
But no, seriously, I feel of all these games that we just went through, that Cowboys and Eagles game is one that without my team playing, I am really looking forward to see what is what and who will be triumphant in this matchup. I'm serious. We know the talk.
Is Nas still on the line?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, sir.
I just, hey, Nas, did you hear how they skipped completely over the game that's being played tonight and went 4 days ahead until Sunday night? They don't even want to discuss my team.
I mean, that's really not in your game, really not intriguing. 57, and you know, you on the corner, bruh. Just talk about it. We're gonna join in, trust. Just talk about it. Okay. All right. He wants an official introduction.
The Titans Steelers. Let's
Titans.
Go.
Nah. I'm in my feelings now. I'm already in my too late.
Hold on, because I got something ready for that 57. So we got to find out if Will Levis did that basically because it was the Falcons and the Falcons just on Falcon, or if he's actually good. So we got to find that out tonight against that Steelers defense. So Hopkins got 4 catches, props everywhere. I'm betting that. The New Orleans Pelicans, Zion out, Brandon Ingram out. Don't bet that. And I'm not going to talk about gambling no more because, again, legally obligated not to talk about it. But I'm just telling y'all that those things are out there. If you bet them, that's up to you. But, no, this Tennessee game, this is going to tell a lot, man, because we saw DeAndre Hopkins come back from the dead last week. So, again, was that because it's the Falcons or it's because Will Levis good? That's what we got to see. And as far as Kenny Pickett, 57, I don't know how you do it every Sunday.
Hey, man, it's either him or Trubisky. Either one, bro. You know, I'm hurting either one.
Every time I hear the name Trubisky, I feel like I need to shave, man.
or S-H-I-T.
Or cry, because I want to cry. I'm still in my feelings.
Look, it's just terrible. And this is, I kind of agree with you, Nas, because if Hopkins is on and that boy Levis is the real deal, then they're going to eat our defense up. Our defensive backs, they're going to eat us up.
Yeah.
Kirby said, I appreciate all members of Kale's Corner. Great fans, good sports news and discussions. God bless you all. He helped Kale's granddaughter get well, and she's doing dealing with her asthma. He wanted me to make sure I told y'all that.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, bruh. Appreciate you. I hope them grandkids of yours ain't tore the house down yet.
As a cop, be tearing that house up.
Right. Seahawks and Ravens. Tank, what made you pick Seahawks here? Geno Smith? Don't tell me it's Geno Smith.
No, I just think that they're going to play a tough game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be one of them ugly games.
Uh-huh.
And I just think Seahawks going to win it. Their defense, nice. They're going to be ready to play. They've been watching what's the quarterback name?
Jackson.
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson.
You don't even know his name. You ain't giving him no respect, Tang. Wow. My Betty going to pop you upside your head. Pop him upside the head, my Betty. Pop him, whoop him. Get that belt out. Get that switch out, my Betty. Make him go get the switch.
I did have a brain fart just now, but I don't know if it's Lamar Jackson. But he's so excited. But I just think that the coach over there for Seattle gonna have them boys ready to play against them because they talking about them so much. He just seemed like he get his team ready to play these big games. Yeah, Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
So I'm just that's why I'm with Seattle.
No, the bubble. Yeah, because that Bama be wearing that gum out. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think
baseball.
That. One more thing is. I don't think they want to see Seattle to lose, and then the 49ers jump back in front of them, and they don't even play this week. They want them to take 2 games in that division.
Okay.
So thank you. Mom, Betty said you better know who the best quarterback is. You better act like you know.
I knew it was coming.
Get him. Get him.
Got it, Mama.
Get him,
Mama. I love you.
Yeah.
Hey,
let me
ask y'all this. Who going to actually wake up Sunday morning besides me to watch the Dolphins and the Chiefs?
I mean,
man, see, I was debating whether I'm going to go to church, you know, whether I'm going to go in physically or watch it on Zoom. Man, I'm like, oh, God, you know.
Go to church on Saturday so you can have Sunday free.
I used to go to church on Saturdays
until I was in fifth grade. I know about Seventh-day Adventists and all that, but I just happen to belong to this church that I go to now. But like I say, they be on Zoom, though. You know, I can still get it on Zoom and stuff. So,
you going to Zoom that junk
thing?
Yeah,
I know, because I went last week. I went for the past 2 weeks, so, you know, I might can skip a day.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I get the word. I still will get the word, you know.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you got a closet in your house. All you got to do is go in the closet, two or more, you good.
I love y'all.
Indeed.
Y'all hear me saying love y'all, right?
Love y'all more. Love you more.
Oh, yeah.
I love y'all. Come on, Ted, with the last word. You got the floor. Come on, Ted.
Hey, yeah, Kel's Corner family. Hey, that's definitely. I'm definitely glad that Siri is feeling better, and we're gonna continue to raise her up and continue to pray for her. And like I asked y'all to pray for my journey, Snuggle Bear. Pray for her and her little brother. Just pray for all the kids, you know, and just pray for everyone that's on this line and their family and everyone that's in their circle. I just love you guys and love this show. And it was a great show today. And everyone have a blessed week and safe weekend.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Thank you, Ted.
Great.
We appreciate that. Thank
great
you, thank
words.
You, thank you. Yes. And listen, guys, with that being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Listen, guys, when we pray here on Kale's Corner, our prayers mean a lot. Keep these kids Journey, Zuri, my grandson Braylon, keep all of the grandbabies and kids prayed up. You guys pray. Just keep them prayed up. You guys enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Pay attention, as my husband can say, and my mother always say, peace, love, and soul, you guys, and prayer. I love you guys so very much. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, I wanna take this time for a moment to say thank you all. You guys just do not know how you touch me. Normally, when we do our last song, it's only four people left here: Lady T, Trees, and Tang, and myself. I thank you guys for listening to that encouraging song. I thank you guys for the prayers. I want you guys to have a safe weekend. And remember, no text, no phone call is more important than your life. Put that phone down, pull over if you must, handle your business, and get back on this road and continue to be a safe driver. All right? Love everybody. Watch the football this weekend, the basketball, and let's have a great weekend. Great weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you for the 4 hours that you guys have given Lady T and myself and Tang and Ted and 57 and Nas and Reed and Mima and my Betty and the whole damn Kale's Corner family. This one for the kids, y'all.
Yeah. We love y'all.
One time.
No, that's not the one. That's not the one, y'all.
Who's gonna say, whoa?
That's not the one.
Yo, all I need is
this one. This 40. Get down. For the babies, y'all.
Up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy, it takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star, she was very beautiful, leaving people in awe, singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version, hung with the wrong person, got a stronger that. Sniffing up drugs all in her nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. Again, this is for grown looking girls who's only 10, the ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, before you meet a man with HIV, you can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow, you're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking and ice, you don't want to be my age and can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
So. We came to this country, we were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded, they heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked, slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces, shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow, they'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing, hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. Y'all save the music.
For the kids, y'all have a great weekend.